Hey guys, Raf here from the Endgame Investor, and the talk of gold revaluation is back in the game. August 1st, some guy who works for the Fed who has a degree in BS economics. I know it's a BS in economics, but what's the difference, really? He published an article on the Fed's website about the prospect of gold revaluation and previous gold revaluations that have happened, and how they basically had no effect on anything important, except the three cases of gold revaluation that he cites are completely insignificant relative to the ones that he does not cite, and those are the one in 1933, which revalued gold 66% higher from 21 to 35, and the devaluation of the dollar in 1971 relative to gold when the final gold window was finally closed. But he doesn't mention either of these and their effect on inflation, or what he calls inflation, which is the rise in consumer prices. I will show you how gold revaluations severely affect price inflation as defined by the Keynesians with two simple charts. And why this gold revaluation, if and when it happens, is going to be at least 60 times worse, because the revaluation would be a mark to market. And even assuming the market price remains at 3,400 whenever this passes, and it won't remain there, the effect of a gold revaluation on the dollar and prices will be extreme, and it will lead to the end game almost certainly. This video is brought to you by the sponsor of the Weekly Silver Report, and that is Silver 47, symbol AAGAF in the US, symbol AGA in Canada. The company reports as of August 13th, which is yesterday, undrilled silver-rich and polymetallic occurrences are dispersed across 55-kilometer highly prospective east-west corridor. This is in Alaska, which is where their main project is. First, highlight the strong Alaskan high-grade resource base. The Red Mountain Project already hosts an inferred mineral resource estimate of 15.6 million tons at 336 grams per ton of silver equivalent ounces, totaling 168.6 million silver equivalent ounces. To give you an idea of the inferred resources at this site, we have a polymetallic upside. That sounds like Terminator 2 to me.
Yes, a mimetic polyalloy.
What the hell does that mean?
Liquid metal.
1,295 grams per ton silver at the Galleon target, 3.8 grams per ton gold at the Horseshoe target. We've got copper, zinc, lead, antimony, gallium, indium, and tin. Rumor has it that Putin will be there soon and he might take a look at the resources. I don't think he actually will, but it's an interesting coincidence. Now, that let's go to the charts and an explanation why a gold revaluation would lead to a quick dollar devaluation from an Austrian school positivist logical perspective. For our first chart today, people have been asking me how long is this consolidation in gold going to last, and silver as well. Well, we're at nearly 4 months now, or a little bit past 4 months, about 4 months. We can see here that the candles are the price of the gold miners as represented by the GDX and GDXJ ETFs. We can see that they are both headed higher as of the beginning of August relative to gold, which remains in consolidation. The miners have broken out. When the miners tend to lead gold, that means that gold usually is at the end of its consolidation. Miners usually lead gold in their move. If miners are headed down and gold is not yet, that usually means that gold is headed for a dip. If miners are headed up and gold is not yet, that usually means that miners are leading gold higher. This consolidation is about to end. In my humble estimation, that is. You can see here that miners are up about 25% for the month of August, and gold has been relatively static. Where are we in terms of how nervous the Treasury is getting before there is something bad that happens in the monetary system? Well, it looks like Scott Bessent, our favorite Treasury Secretary, is getting pretty desperate because he's begging the Fed to cut rates 150 basis points. From Bloomberg, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent made his most explicit call yet for the Federal Reserve to execute a cycle of interest rate cuts, suggesting the central bank's benchmark ought to be at least 1.5 percentage points, that is 150 basis points, lower than it is now. I think we could go into a series of rate cuts here, starting with the 50 basis point cut in September. That's what he wants, Bessent said in a television interview on Wednesday. If you look at any model, whoa, those models gotta be hot. It suggests that we should probably be 150, 175 basis points lower. I wonder what model he's looking at.
A male model's life is a precious, precious commodity. Just because we have chiseled abs and stunning features, it doesn't mean that we too can't not die in a freak gasoline fight accident.
I can make an inappropriate joke here, but I won't. One thing I noticed on Gold Charts R Us, this is a great site that I have a subscription to and I recommend if you really follow the gold markets, it is very helpful. I looked at the gold future spread because I noticed that there was a record low spread between the 2 month and spot rate, which we'll get to in the next chart. But I noticed that anytime the spreads start to widen between maturities, between expirations, you have what is eventually or very soon after a financial crisis. This is what happened in 2008. We can see the spreads widening out here between the expirations. You can see all the colors up here. I can't see them that well, but I can see that they're spread out during the 2008 or just before the 2008 financial crisis. And then they tightened up again over here. They spread out a lot in 2018, 2019, right before the September 2019 repocalypse, when repo rates went to 10% and the Fed had to restart QE. They have spread out for a long time since the beginning of 2023 over here, and they remain at near record spreads, excluding the lockdown over here. But we have what is a record negative spread between the 2 month and the spot price, which is the lease rate spread, how much it costs to lease gold for 2 months. It costs here 3.18%, which is an all-time record high. This was about 2 days ago. And so this is one indicator of gold backwardation. I don't think it's going to stick yet, but if gold is flirting with backwardation because gold now is worth more than gold in the future, which is a backwardated state. And another word for endgame is permanent gold backwardation. We will get there. And now let's go into gold revaluation. This article came out on August 1st, and it was alerted to me by Craig Hemke, who we will quote in the next slide. August 1st, 2025, official reserve revaluations, the international experience. Whoa, that sounds really sexy. This is by Colin Weiss, who you can see at the bottom here, his education. He has a PhD in economics from the UCLA in 2017 and a degree in BS economics from University of Pittsburgh in 2012. He says, with public debt at high levels, some governments have begun to explore financing additional expenditures without raising taxes while also not increasing public debt outstanding. One possibility is using proceeds from valuation gains on gold reserves, as has been floated in the US and Belgium recently. For the US, this would involve revaluing the government's 261.5 million troy ounces in gold reserves, the largest gold reserves globally, from a statutory price of $42.22 per troy ounce to current market prices, which stand around $3,300 per troy ounce. Now it's 3,400. So what would that mean? If you read this article, which I'll put in the link in the description below, it's full of a bunch of crap, which talks about some insignificant gold revaluations in the past few decades, but totally ignores the big one in 1933, 1934 of $21 to $35 a troy ounce. And then the big one in 1971 from $35 per troy ounce or $42 per troy ounce to whatever the market says, which was a gold default. What happened to prices in both of these circumstances? We're going to look at food prices in the immediate aftermath of these revaluations. You'll see it's not good. Here's what Craig Hemke says on the situation. I will link his article in the description below. In the end, Craig says, connecting all the dots for this picture is about as simple as a children's workbook. The politicians are warning you that an official gold evaluation is coming, and the price action since Trump was elected is telling the same story. The only question, what becomes of the market price for gold when this official revaluation happens? And he says, no one knows. Seriously. Well, I do. I just don't know exactly how long it's going to take from the official revaluation to endgame. I don't even know if we're going to make it as far as an official revaluation before the market forces it. But anyway, I'm going to finish his paragraph and then explain why I believe this is so. How could anyone be certain, as no one alive today has lived through the unofficial US government evaluation? Well, I would say that we can still look at the data of an official US government revaluation. And some people who are alive today have lived through it, those who were born in the 1920s and they're centenarians, and they were teenagers when it happened in 1933. Some of them are still alive, and we can find some of them. Anyway, if the US just simply uses a London PM fix of, say, June 15th, 2026, and does that mean, what does that mean for the gold price on June 16th? Probably nothing. However, it speaks volumes regarding the value of gold as something other than a barbarous relic additionally. Other central banks and governments around the world may follow suit and issue their own official revaluations. Absolutely. If the US government revalues its gold, of course, the other governments of the world will revalue theirs. And usually it's, we're talking about the central banks here and not the government. But why do I think that the price of gold will head up higher very fast when there is an official gold revaluation mark to market? Well, here is some of the evidence, and then I'll give a logical explanation. First of all, the gold revaluations and inflation below was a 66% revaluation. This one would be 60 times larger than that because we'd be revaluing gold from $42.22 to about $3,400, which is 60 times larger than the 66% revaluation of 1933. So here you can see these are food prices. I'm going into food prices because I want to know how a gold revaluation was followed. I'm not necessarily going to say affected by directly, but was followed by a huge spurt in food price inflation increases, which means that basic necessities got extremely expensive once the revaluation happened shortly after. You can see here that April 1933, food prices were going down 15.3%. By March 1934, less than 1 year later, food prices were rising at an annual clip of 22.3%. This was only on a 66% revaluation of gold, meaning devaluation of the dollar. Here is the August 1971 gold default. We call it a revaluation, dollar devaluation. It's all the same thing. The August 1971 gold default went from a 3.5% rate in food price inflation in August 1971 to 20%, 19.8% by August 1973. Just about 2 years later, we had the major stagflation of the 1970s, and the only way it was brought down was by the Treasury selling its gold reserves off to try to suppress the price of gold. And now, from a logical positivist perspective, why would marking gold to market raise the price of physical gold enormously and then lead to huge amounts of food price inflation, which is really the most important part of the Keynesian definition of inflation, because when basic necessities become unaffordable, people start to riot. There are several ways to think of it. The simplest one is this, that gold at the Fed on its balance sheet is not convertible. You cannot go to the Fed with your dollars and get the gold that it has in its basement. What you can do is you can buy gold at a coin shop. So right now, the premium for gold at $3,400 is the gold that you can actually hold in your hand. You can go to a coin shop for $3,400, give them the cash, and they will give you an ounce of gold. You can do this with Miles Franklin at the link in the description below and support this channel at the same time. Don't forget to mention the Endgame Investor. You can also take your gold that you bought at Miles Franklin and put it in a dirty man safe and use the code ENDGAME10 at checkout for 10% off and also support this channel. But anyway, the gold that you can physically hold in your hand is worth $3,400. And that is the premium that people are willing to pay over the gold that you cannot, which is $4,222. Now, if they mark it to market, that means that gold that you cannot hold in your hand is worth $3,400. Then, therefore, what is the premium gold that you can actually own yourself? Well, we don't know exactly what that premium is going to be, but it's going to be a lot higher than $3,400. And it could take a few days or a few weeks or maybe a month to catch up for the premium to start to rise. But recall that the strongest gold rally in history was from 1971 to 1973, which was even stronger in percentage terms than the rally from 1978 to 1980. I know often it doesn't seem that way, it's not thought of that way, but the strongest rally in gold was right after the revaluation or the devaluation of the dollar in 1971, we're going to see something very similar in gold prices if and when there is an official gold revaluation. The other way to think of this in terms of the Misesian regression principle is that all transactions in dollars are based ultimately on promises for gold because that is how the dollar was born. And because all economic transactions today flow from all economic transactions in the past, it's like thinking about time travel. If you go back in time and change an event in the past, it's going to change all events in the future. So if you change economic events in the past, obviously they will also change economic events in the future. And the economic events of today are still based on the assumption that gold that is owned by the Fed is payable at 42.22 an ounce by dollars, which are the Fed's liability. I understand that people do not actually believe this, but because the economic transactions of today stem from those of yesterday and prices of today stem from prices of yesterday in gold terms, that means if the definition of a dollar is changed and devalued against gold, it is really a devaluation of treasuries, and therefore interest rates are going to skyrocket very shortly after this gold revaluation. And I don't think it will take very long for the end game to hit once this is actually done. We've seen how it affects prices in the past. We know this one is going to be a lot huger than the one that was in 1933 or the indefinite one that was put in place in 1971. This one is going to be monstrous and is going to lead to the end of the treasury market and the end of the US dollar as a fiat currency. And then everything is going to be repriced in terms of gold and silver, of course, when the public realizes it can't get any gold and the only thing that it can get its hands on are perhaps a few ounces of silver, and then we will head into a new era. Thank you for today's sponsor, Silver 47, symbol AAGAF in the US, symbol AGA in Canada, and I'll see you guys next week.